Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
B-Pod Studios.
All right, it's the DraftKings Over-Under Show. I'm Joe Murray, and Dan Lifshatz is here. This is actually the podcast. Sorry. This is the short podcast.
Are we going to count this as episode 100 or not?
I don't know, Dan. We got to count everything these days, you know? We got to count the... So let's just talk about it. Because there's a lot to get into. And, hey, you know, maybe I've been glorifying wins and not glorifying losses. And if that's the case, I apologize, everybody. I think, Dan, we've done enough to... What have you done for us lately is probably the big thing. But, you know, just going back from last week, Bears lost. Indiana covered. Cincy, we know what happened. They lost. Wisconsin Northwestern under, lost. Boise State lost. Pats lost. Ravens lost. Packers lost. Chargers lost. Vikings lost. Chiefs lost. Rams win.
Yep.
That's not good, Dan.
Nope, it's not good. Not good at all.
It's not good. We suck right now, and I'm fucking getting right back on that horse, kid. Like, yep. fuck all you guys. All you mother. Oh, you guys don't post your life. Oh, you guys don't talk about it. We suck, but you know what? We're back. And I just want to say this. It's about us. It's not about anybody else. Some of the most respected people in this, you know, sports gambling thing struggled last week. Our competition, Dan, that I actually never look at.
Neither do I.
I don't. I only wanted to see if, like, wow, we really this fucking bad right now. They went 1-9, and I'm not shitting on them. I'm not. Please don't think I am. It's fucking hard. Listen, we're dealing with times and unprecedented times. You know what I do want to say? College basketball started today, right?
Yep.
You notice all those big ass favorites fucking smashed by 30 and 40 points?
I do.
That's normalty when it comes to sports. That's normalty, Dan. To me, that's like normal, right? Early in the year, you know, high favorites, just lay it the fuck down. It hit. That normally happens in college football, right? 30, 40 point spreads at work. NFL sometimes. Nope, not this year. So maybe we have a savior in college basketball.
I mean, yes, we both know that. At least I know I am personally better. You're usually better in college football. Me personally, in college basketball, I'm usually better. And I mean that last year we did very well. I'm hoping that to be my saving grace because I will own it. I've said it multiple times, but I have sucked recently. I have thought that we had said that multiple times, but if we had not, I have sucked. Especially me more so than you. In the past few weeks, especially. So
I just think it's a little bit of the wrong side of it. Like that Cincinnati game, man, wrong side of it. And you know what? We talked about value, right? 5 wasn't value. And those motherfuckers, you know, they didn't want to run and then whatever. That's fine. Happened in the Browns game, right? The week before that. I mean, we've seen that now. All I'm trying to say is some of these bets, like everything I'm doing, like that Chiefs spread, the Green Bay spread after a loss, they bounced back to 12-0. Like, they had a lead. They fucking blew it. You know, I'm not making mistakes. These things, dude, sometimes you can't go by trends anymore. Sometimes whatever model you had, it's gone. It's new.
It's not working. That is for sure.
It's new. So, you know, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving Day. While we're at it, dude, do you want to just break down some college basketball? So I'm not as informed in college basketball. I actually dabbled a little bit on Virginia today, and they smoked. And you had Xavier, which I looked up, dude. They were up by like 50 or something at one point.
I gotta tell you, I haven't posted on my plays today. I've been practicing a new second half system. The second half system looks very good. The second half system at Nevada PK, Drake +3.5. I had Prairie View +8.5. That was good. I did not touch the Xavier second half because I'm a bitch. Same thing with Virginia. I had Nebraska minus a half. I had Abilene Christian. Anyways, we're not counting them. They're not wins. I didn't bet them for more than like 50 to 100 bucks. Very, very small money. I'm testing it out because I'm wanting to, you know, give it out and everything. So, for instance, right now in the second half, I like Pacific minus one second half. So that would be, you know, normally through the system that would play, that'd be something I would play. College basketball is going to be very profitable as long as we stay strictly to, you know, the principles and everything. And so that's going to be college basketball. Earlier this year, there's going to be chances to kind of take advantage, and I'm going to go slow. For instance, 7 o'clock. I really like Western Michigan. I thought that Butler like 20 was way too much. I know that there's a lot of people tonight who like Minnesota laying 19 at Green Bay tonight. That's one that I know a lot of people think that, you know, Minnesota's going to blowing them out. I personally don't like that one. But I know that there are a lot of people who love that one. You know, another game, 7 o'clock, is St. John's, St. Peter's. People loving St. John's despite the fact that they lost so much talent. People are all over them tonight.
They were unbettable at times last year, and you just didn't know what you got from them. You know, that's a team I don't trust. But, you know, like for example, Kentucky's minus 25. Sounds about right to me, right? You know, 25, Morehead State. Like, maybe they should roll, but we know that Morehead State's been whatever.
Can Kentucky, again, is also without one of their best players. He's spent the first two games. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, so you have to factor that in.
I never take Michigan State early in the year because it doesn't matter, and they're 21 and a half today. Like, North Carolina, I don't know what they're going to be, you know. They're disappointing last year. Like, West Virginia was a slow-it-down team. They play a South Dakota State.
West Virginia this year, if you want to talk about a team that should be very good this year, that is criminally underrated right now, I think West Virginia is very, very good. I think they have a chance to win the Big 12, honestly. You know, I know everyone's going to be super high up on Baylor, you know, Kansas, et cetera, but I think that West Virginia has a chance, an outside chance to win the Big 12. I'm pretty high on them. For instance, there's a ton of people, Joe, who love Texas. They got the new recruit. I'm blank on his name, Brown, 5-star recruit. But the remainder of their team has been yeah. And so, you know, I don't really love Texas. You know, I know there's going to be a ton of people who are on the Sam Houston side. I think what you're going to have to do, especially in college basketball, the first few days, there's going to be these massive spreads, right? Find a side that you really like. And you know, and take that side. For instance,
How about Villanova BC?
Okay, so Villanova BC is, you know, this is one of the better games today. I think when you break this down, Villanova is getting a lot of hype, Joe, a ton of hype in the Big East. They're expected to be very deep, very good. We're going to find out pretty early on. They play Texas the 6th, so that's in a couple weeks. That's going to be a nice early test. You know, Temple, BC, they should be BC, even, you know, again, but I think it's a neutral court game. I think it's Mohegan. So that's going to be a game that you find out, but you know, the Texas game at Texas, the six, that's going to be a game. You find out what they are. They have to face DePaul. They have to face Georgetown on the road, Butler, Virginia, Marquette. You know, they have a very tough schedule early on. I'm interested to see what Villanova is. 14 is a lot of points, Joe. It is. I don't really have a strong feel about that one, but I do think that that's probably too many for a BC who has a lot of transfers, a lot of new moving parts. But still, BC is a half-decent team, and they should find some water. I think 14 is a lot for Nova to cover.
I will say this. We get to look at some teams. We mentioned North Carolina. We'll see Baylor later on today. Rhode Island versus Arizona State. Like, San Diego State's going to play UCLA, right, I believe. So, like, there's some teams that we didn't get to see the end of last season. We didn't get that. We didn't see that progression. So, what I'm going to say early on here, Dan, is, you know, I watched St. Mary's versus Memphis earlier. And St. Mary's just, they started out strong, and then, I don't know, Memphis just came alive, right? Their depth, their talent, whatever. I just think some of these small schools without a crowd, things of that, it's going to be difficult. And I think in that sport, the crowd is the biggest difference. You know, and I don't really, I'm interested to see, maybe we'll hype up college basketball a little bit more next week. But I just wanted to mention that this is something that's going on all day. You can't bet on anything else. The shit's going on until tonight, I believe. Late night tonight.
Yep. I mean, it's going to be, all night.
UCLA San Diego State interests me because San Diego State obviously went on that huge run last year where they lose a couple of games. And then UCLA, that, you know, they're fine. They're okay. But
they got hot towards the end of the year. Yeah.
You're like, I don't know, Wisconsin playing a shit team, but the USC, we get to see them a little bit. Villanova would be, and then Clemson, Mississippi State, I'd be interested in seeing, you know?
Yeah. I mean, listen, my family is fucking here, so they're all super loud. And, yeah, they're all super. They're all super fucking loud, even though they think they're being super not. I mean, listen, going back to that San Diego State UCLA game, San Diego State loses Malachi Flynn. I mean, that's just a massive fucking loss for them. You know, same thing with, you know, another team in the Mountain West, Utah State loses their star. I mean, again, I think you're going to see some serious regression out of teams like San Diego State and Utah State. Now, the line tonight, UCLA -3 on a neutral court. It was 3.5, got up to 4 for a little bit, opened at 1, surprisingly. Even in, I know it's San Diego, whatever. I think that's a little high on San Diego. And again, I'm trying to go small here and be conservative the first few days. But for instance, VCU, Utah State, I think Utah State is going to be a program that's going to be very much overhyped this year. Neutral court taking on VCU. I like VCU with a 3.5. Normally that's a play that I would make and give out. I'm trying to give out a little, you know, a few plays here and there. I'm just going slow today. We started off very well with that nice first win, but what I will tell you is, again, I just think that, you know, these big favorites early on, everyone's going to want to play West Virginia tonight. Everyone's going to want to play Michigan State. Everyone's going to want to play UCLA. Everyone's going to want to play Nova. You know, I think you're going to see a lot of big teams the later in the day as we go, not start to not cover. We saw some big faves cover.
I think Kentucky's one of them. Michigan State's one. You mentioned it, Dick. It's an ebb and flow of the day, right? Like, we talk about noon bloodbaths in college football, right? Like, you know, early on today, like, all the favorites covered and everyone made their money and they're going to double down tonight and it's not going to go that well.
Yep.
So, anything else that you have? Because, like I said, we can kind of break down, you know, college hoops this weekend and next week on the pod.
Yeah, so I mean, I gave out Mississippi State for tonight +4.5.
There we go.
Yep, so I gave out that one. That's a play I like. You know what? Fuck it. We'll give out this one. VCU +3.5 tonight, too. Ooh, I really like that play.
Remember the dude got hurt last year, their best player?
Yep.
I wonder if he's back.
Utah State obviously loses. They lost a ton, man. I think they're going to struggle in the Mountain West. I know people are picking them to finish third, behind San Diego State, finish second, behind San Diego State. But I think Boise State has a real chance to win that conference this year. Boise State is going to be super fucking talented. And they should have a fighter's chance. In fact, they were one of the only futures. And I'm going to shout out my boy Eli Hershkowitz on this one. He's the one who kind of turned me on to the Boise State Final Four future. I tailed him on it. I think Boise is really, I've dug some deep into the Mountain West the past few days. I think Boise really has a chance to win that conference. So
they let me down big. I mean, I took them against San Diego State. And,
Yeah, I know, but I'm telling you, new year, new thing.
I know. I just memory.
Yeah. I know. I'm also taking Arkansas to cover the 36.5 versus Mississippi Valley tonight. Again, Mississippi Valley and Chicago State. I know I didn't take Chicago State. You know, today. You know, at half, I think they were down like 11 or so. But either way, the point is, you know, there are going to be teams that you fade, like Chicago State, Mississippi Valley State, all these teams that you fade every year. you got to relearn these teams. You got to find out who sucks, who doesn't. There is a large process, new coaches, new players, everything. So, you know, don't go crazy over, you know, over all that. I just want to make sure that everyone's not going to play Kentucky. And again, I'm not really the one to be saying anything right now because I have sucked personally. And I'm owning it, especially for the past, month or so. I really have. But I just want to make sure we're not, I don't want you guys to go blow the mortgage tonight on, the West Virginia, the Arizona State and the Minnesota and fucking just roll every big favorite tonight. Cause I know there were some major blowouts, Illinois, earlier today. I was on, a major one today with Xavier, but just, I want to make sure that we don't go, too overboard. The Georgetown zone are already covering by UMBC by eight. UMass Lowell just beat San Fran. San Fran is, and we know, how much of you like San Fran? I love, betting that San Francisco team in the WCC, a team that maybe one of the only teams that can actually battle, Gonzaga. And they just lost outright to UMass Lowell by eight, in Bubbleville. So, there are some games. Ohio State had a really good performance today. I took Illinois State second half. It did not cover. But just testing things out, but Ohio State, rolled today. Really impressive performance by them. So we will definitely get, more into everything, as the week goes on. But yeah, it's been a fun day of college basketball. Honestly, it's going to get better. We have games literally all night. If you have questions, I'm going to be busy. Me and my buddies are going to go have some big old steaks tonight. So if you want, feel free to DM me. I will try and get my answers to you about college basketball. I may not have an answer on every game. Like, I haven't looked into the Seattle Portland game at 11 o'clock today, but that's the classic bailout game, Joe. Classic bailout.
All right, 15 minutes of college basketball talk. Why don't we get into the college football game that's happening on Thanksgiving between Air Force and Colorado State? So it's right in the middle.
I would love to, but the game was canceled.
Get the fuck out of here.
I swear to God.
No game?
No game. Colorado State Air Force is canceled. We only have one college football game tomorrow. New Mexico, Utah State.
I don't see it. Canceled.
Yep. Look on ESPN. Yep. And I found it on Twitter. It is canceled, unfortunately, because I thought that was going to be a great game.
Yeah. Wow. All right, then. Yep. How about the old New Mexico? They play Utah State. I've watched Utah State this year.
You have versus you took I believe you took Nevada. And Nevada, New Mexico, Utah State went up 9-0, and I believe Nevada came back and fucking covered that one.
Yeah. I don't think Utah was they don't have that quarterback love like they did a year ago. So just some trends. Both teams are 0-4. The road team is 5-2 last seven meetings, under 4-1-1 last six meetings. I can't take New Mexico.
Well, I think New Mexico is going to end up being the sharp side. I'm not going to touch anything in this game tomorrow. I'd prefer the college basketball slate, and I think this is absolute shit bowl. This is one of the worst games in the Mountain West this year, if not the worst. New Mexico opened at -4.5. Now they're -6.5. The total in this one is up to 52. I think there's going to be a lot of people on the under because it's a Thanksgiving game. So you're going to see the classic under and the favorite, which again, favorites have been very profitable, in Thanksgiving the past few years, college football and NFL alike. And so I think that that's going to see, be the classic, New Mexico and the under, is my expectation for the public sides in that game. But I mean, really, Tavaka Tuioti, you might pronounce it probably better than I can, but he may not play. I think this is a game that, Enjoy your fucking Thanksgiving and watch NFL football, because I would stay fucking far away from that college game.
Okay. And then there's a plethora of games. This is Friday. Okay, this is Friday. Might as well just get through it. Sure. UMass Liberty So I watched Liberty play. They struggled. They had a chance to win. The kicker fucking blew it. 39 points against UMass. I mean, they beat Syracuse pretty good. So I think they beat Syracuse by 35. So can they beat UMass by 40?
It's a big ask for Liberty. I think again, they're not planning for UMass, and they're probably looking ahead to Coastal Carolina to end the season. You know, obviously that loss at NC State sucks. They're not undefeated anymore. They're not going to be ranked, so it's not going to happen. I'm not angry, by the way. This is just how my face looks. Sorry. And you know, just how my
I'm
face.
Not
looks.
Angry. It's just how my face looks.
I got resting bitch face. It is what it is. So yeah. So I mean, my guess is they're probably gonna look past UMass to Coastal Carolina. I'm not. I mean, the fade UMass angle was fun, but so far, UMass has covered what, two games now?
Yeah, you know they're gonna. I mean, I didn't think Liberty's defense was outstanding. It's just, you know, they're okay. Liberty's a fine team. They're just 5-0. Yeah, they're coming off a loss, dude. Like, I mean, yeah, they probably do want to, you know, roll it up on UMass. It's just UMass might score. I mean, they got a safety last week.
I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, I'm sure they do. Yeah,
I got nothing on that one. How about a good one? This is a good one. To me, Dan, two quarterbacks I think that will go mid to late in the draft between Purdy and what's his face there, Ellinger. So 5-2, right? Iowa State 6-2. This is, I mean, all right. So why I remember this game so well is Iowa State winning the game on the last year, 23-21. And right now, I mean, they're ranked higher. They have the leading rusher in Breece Hall. He's been great. And if Texas can win out Iowa State, Kansas State, and Kansas, they'll be in the Big 12 championship game. That's a tall order, but Ellinger's been great, man. He really has. He's also been the whole team. I think Iowa State's just a little bit better, but we've seen them falter. And Texas at home, dude, this year's a different story to me.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Texas opened, it's a 2-point favorite, I believe, over Iowa State. These teams are pretty comparable in the way that they play.
Yeah, Texas is plus one right now.
Yeah, so, I mean, Iowa State is definitely going to be the sharp side in this one. Yeah, I mean, this is a game I'd probably wait for the second half on this one. I mean, I know if you compare the records, I mean, you know, Iowa State barely hung on versus TCU earlier in the year. And, you know, Texas lost to TCU. I'm trying to see if they have any other comparable games.
You know, dude, the last four meetings, Iowa State has not covered, and the under has gone under five times.
Yeah. Again, the problem again is I can't compare this Iowa State team to any team of the past, because they're better this year. Purdy is better this year. You know, their coach, who I'm blanking on, Matt, Jesus Christ, who's Iowa State's coach, has prepped them far better this year. And so to me, I mean, this is just Matt Campbell. Thank you. To me, it's, you know, this is a coin flip almost, as one of our guys says. You know, this is a game where I don't think you can really take what Iowa State has done in the past, because their body of work this year has been so much more impressive outside really that first week where, you know, they lost. And, you know, that by the way, that loss looks bad. I mean, really, you can't really argue that Lafayette loss is not good. 31-14 to Lafayette, brutal. But nonetheless, I mean, outside of that, Iowa State's been fucking rolling. And no, Iowa State did not play TCU last week. Iowa State played Kansas State and throttled them. So I think you're thinking of Kansas State, not TCU. But, you know, nonetheless, close enough, both purple teams, right? But I get what you're saying there. But Iowa State, Texas, it's a good fucking game, Joe. I mean, it's a game you probably want to watch when you're not doing anything, Black Friday shopping or whatever, but it's not really a game I really want to invest in unless someone really thinks they have a great angle. Again, second half game.
Okay. And I'm going to be a watch. That's going to be a game I'm going to be. I'm just a huge, I just love like that Texas. Texas football at noon. That's like right up my fucking alley. Noontime game. So Iowa's been impressive, Dan. They play Nebraska, who hasn't, right? But Iowa's really turned the corner. They got a quarterback now. Their defense is still one of the best. We know that Nebraska loves to run the football. So like right off the bat, I see 13.5. I think it's a lot, but last year Iowa won this matchup 27-24. I think 14 might be too many, but the way that Iowa's playing right now, it's kind of hard not to back them here.
I would not back them, me personally. But again, I've sucked recently. But again, me personally wouldn't back them. I mean, you look at their last three opponents. Michigan State has been horrendous, this year so far.
Minnesota
has not been good. I think most people were wrong on Minnesota this year. And Penn State looks like they don't want to play football. So how much can we really take away from those last three opponents? In my opinion, it's not much.
They have a hell of a running back, though. I'll tell you, I think there's more talent, more talented players on Iowa than Nebraska.
I agree with that at all. Nebraska gave Northwestern a run for money at Northwestern, lost to them by 8. They were in that Ohio State game in the first quarter. That loss to Illinois was bad, but I think they're probably looking ahead to this Iowa game. I would take the 14 in Nebraska, but again, everything I've done in college football, you should probably go the other way. So if I like the 14, Joe, you should probably lay it.
Road team 5-2, last 7, the over last 4 meetings 4-0. So take the trends for what they're worth. Lately, they haven't been fucking worth the fucking dick shit. All right, here's a good one. 3:30, UNC versus Notre Dame. Who's the better quarterback here?
Sam Howell.
Definitely Sam Howell. Yeah. All right, Notre Dame has the better defense. We know North Carolina can put up points. Last year, Notre Dame won 33-10. Notre Dame got that week off, too. But North Carolina has given up a ton of points, where I feel like Notre Dame might be able to capitalize on that. Notre Dame's with a better offensive line. Maybe they'll be able to, control the football. UNC's going to score, but they haven't faced a defense like this. Like, Howell's not going to throw for 550 like he did against Wake Forest. You know what I mean? But the line is what it is for a reason. I think North Carolina should be respected here. They could get out to a lead. This game's going to come down to Ian Book making plays. The new Notre Dame defense will be fine. I think it's going to be Ian Book. Can you make plays? And the running back, like, he's been really good. Kyler Williams, can he have another big game? But Sam Howell, he could steal the show, dude. He could. I just think that the pass rush in Notre Dame's too good.
Yeah, I mean, this is a game you used to look at the opening spread, -3.5 for Notre Dame. Why so low? I mean, this is a Tar Heels team that gives up a shit.
I think they're respecting UNC, though. Like, off the bat. Like, I don't know. What do you think? The 7.5-point spread, maybe, normally?
I guess because it's in Chapel Hill, maybe they're getting a little bit there. But again, how much is home value so far this year? I don't know. I definitely know. We don't think they are what they've been in the past. UNC defensively is not great. I mean, what did they just give up to Wake? Like 50? So, week before that or 2 weeks before that, they gave up 44 to Virginia, who has, struggled off and, to output offensively. The thing with me is, what is Ian Book going to do? Is he going to have a game like Clemson? Is he going to be locked in? Is he going to play, out of his mind? Is he going to play well enough to, to lead Notre Dame to a victory? Or is they in the Louisville game where he was the worst player on the field and it wasn't very close? I look back last week at BC and I say, Notre Dame, they got up for the BC game. Now they're back-to-back on the road. Power 5 team, Joe, back-to-back on the road. Usually this is a spot where, Notre Dame, off a Clemson game, off a road game at BC, usually you're going to get caught in one of those three games. I think this is the game I would take the points with UNC.
It's going to be a good one. I will tell you this, though. How many people are going to be dabbling on Notre Dame teasers and Notre Dame money line today, like that's what I don't like about that game, is like that's going to be. And listen, Notre Dame's what, number two now in the polls. They got a lot to play for, man. North Carolina's Mack Ball. Hey, listen, Mack Ball at home. Howell's the better quarterback. I just think their defense stinks. They're 4-0 at home, though.
I mean, the other thing is that, you know, UNC, you know, you want to tease that 5 up to 11, gets you through 7, gets you through 10. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not perfect, but it's a couple of prime numbers there that, you know, if you want to do that. I just look at Notre Dame and I say, you know, they're minus 5. In a teaser, you're getting them basically on money line. You know, you're getting the plus 1. The line is short. The line is short for a reason. Now, does Notre Dame, you know, win by 3 or so? Possibly. I just think I think UNC's the side. I think they're trying to bait you into Notre Dame a little bit.
5 games in 5 minutes, Dan. UCF versus USF. I love UCF in this spot, and they might get Mackenzie Milton back in this game.
Yeah, South Florida fucking sucks, but I mean, again, you never know what you're going to get.
You never know. Remember, right? Shit. But UCF off a loss. Mackenzie Milton, that's a big deal. That's a big deal, him coming back if he plays. And I think this is the week to bring him back. So, yeah, I think they can win by 4 touchdowns. I do. Now, Stanford-Cal, we've watched Cal. Stanford's kicker blows. I watched Cal play against UCLA. They're not good either. Looking at it, though, Cal's favored. They probably should be. But this is one of those spots where, like, maybe the Stanford defense can step up here. I have no real side on it. But I think Cal has the better defense, a better offense. Excuse me.
Yeah, I think so too. I think Cal is the better offense. But I think Stanford's probably the better team. I don't really like Chase Garbers. I know that they offensively have more talent around them, but Garbers to me is, I'm not huge on him.
Cal won last year 24-20 too.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a grinded out close game like that. I lean Stanford.
Yep, and they've lost to Oregon and Colorado, Stanford. So at least keep that in mind. Maybe they have, you know, maybe they're sick of getting their asses kicked and take it out on Cal. Wyoming, UNLV. What we know about Wyoming is they have a really good defense. 16 might be a high number. I can smell a back door in there. They're going on the road. Yeah, I got no real lean on it, but Wyoming's a better team, no doubt.
Yep. Again, Wyoming will play with Levi Lewis. I mean, their run game with Zavezzi and Valade is really, really good. UNLV, I mean, they're can they keep this one close? Is this going to be a blowout? It's a lot of points to kind of give them. I think you're going to see people gravitate towards the UNLV side, but it's probably a game that, you know, I think you're going to see a lot of people on the under, and I think both teams will score a little bit. I kind of lean over here, but I kind of lean over in that game.
Action: Central Michigan goes to Eastern Michigan. I've watched both these teams this year. Central Michigan has a high-powered offense. Their defense blows. Eastern Michigan has a good defense, and their offense blows. So the underdog 4-0 against the spread the last 4 meetings. It's been all Chippewas. All and everything. And Dan, I like the over because it's Maction. There's no fun in the Mac if they're not scoring points. So if I was to give out a play, which I'm not going to do, I would lean the over 59.
Okay. By the way, second half in that Liberty Purdue game. I like Liberty, by the way, plus the 3.5.
Oh, all right. Dan's giving out second half plays. Get my thing open.
No, I'm not giving it out a play. I'm just saying I like it. I gave out TC. I gave out VCU plus 3.5. That's a play. Just saying I like Liberty plus 3.5 second half. So, in terms of the Eastern Michigan CMU game, I think Preston Hutchinson should eventually at some point do better, right? You would expect, Eastern Michigan to start to do better. It kind of turn it around a little bit. 7 is a lot. Opened at 5. At 7, I really don't dislike the number. I would lean Eastern Michigan, but again, you know, it's Maction. I think there's going to be a lot of people on the under in this one because I think the line tells you to take the over. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm just basing off of history, which I guess doesn't fucking matter anymore. 9-4 on the over. Last 13. I mean, I just like that Central Michigan offense. I thought they They run a pretty good offense, but their defense blows. And then finally, it's happened to me. We have Oregon State. Man, Oregon covers again last week. They're now 3-0, ranked 15th in the country. They won this game 24-10 last year. Big rivalry here. They can't afford to stumble against Oregon State. I watched Oregon State last week, Dan. They covered against, was it 2 weeks ago? They covered against Washington, the game that I last watched. But Oregon owns this series, dude. The thing is, right, I didn't think they were going to cover last week, and they did. So can they cover 3 weeks in a row against their bitter rival as double-digit over two touchdown favorites? That's the question on that one, and that's the Friday night game, and you know it's going to happen on Friday night. The drinks start kicking in, boom, you know.
Black Friday drinking. This is a game that I think, again, I'm probably would rather look for a second half in this one than a full game. To me, I would rather go that way, at least in my opinion, because I don't really have a great feel for this one.
All right. That's the old Thanksgiving Day NCAA slate. Do we need to take a break, or do we just keep on rolling, baby?
No, let's just roll.
All right. So we talked about a lot of these games this morning on Toucher and Rich. Houston's at Detroit. Let's just sum it down without a betting angle of it. Houston beats the Patriots. They were 2.5 point favorites going into it, and then became 2.5 point dogs. I thought Winston was outstanding. Watson was outstanding. They didn't run the football very much. Detroit's defense is the same thing. Maybe they have a little bit better pass rush than the Pats. Detroit was a no-show last week. They're going to be without Golladay and Amendola again. We know that Stafford's dealing with like a hand thing or whatever. Detroit, I just feel like, can't go back-to-back weeks scoring no points. It's just and Matt Patricia's job's on the line. It's Thanksgiving. They're on national television. Like, they can't throw up an offer. They can't. I think Houston's overvalued here. I do. My only beef is this, Dan, is that Detroit has not been good against the spread on Thanksgiving Day. Is it just, I feel like Detroit has to show up and win this game to save Matt Patricia's job.
I mean, at this point, I don't think the players like Matt Patricia. I think that that's been well established, throughout the past year or so. That's kind of my issue with the whole Patricia angle, is how much do they actually fucking like the guy? If you don't like the guy, it's going to be kind of hard to, back him in certain situations. You know what I mean? So I look at this and I say, well, the Texans you're buying high on after their win against the Patriots last week, their two previous wins before that game were Jacksonville. The Lions at least have put together some decent weeks of football after, they've sucked. I know that Golladay is not playing, so that does hurt them. But, after the Colts game, they come back with a win against Washington. After the Panthers game, we'll see. Now, after the Colts game, they shit the bed against Minnesota and were terrible. And I think that the way that you get to the Lions is by running the football. Cook had a monster game against them. And if you can run the football against Detroit, I think you're going to have a good recipe for success. Houston can't really run the football. Duke Johnson is their running back right now, and that's just not a recipe for success whatsoever. The Patriots got away from running the football, and I think that that ultimately killed them. To me, the big pivot in this game, Joe, is whether DeAndre Swift is going to play for the Lions. If Swift plays, I feel pretty good about the Lions and running the football. I think they need to run the football, maintain possession, grind the game down, slow it down, make Watson throw, get him uncomfortable because they can actually get some pressure on him and make him throw. We also don't know the status of Will Fuller, Kenny Stills. They're banged up wide receivers as well. So that's something to look at for me too. I think that there's going to be, it's an early game on Thanksgiving. Automatically lean toward the under because of that angle. I'm interested to see where this game goes. I lean Detroit, but again, I need to see what is the deal with the injuries there.
Yeah, so I lean over just for the simple fact I think Detroit will score and I think Houston will score. And the other thing too is I just looked at a few stats. Houston 5-1 for the over in their last six games on the road. But again, favorites rule. on Thanksgiving Day. They rule. I think a lot of money's going to come. I don't know. The way I look at it, I think Houston's the safe side, where Detroit is the smart side. Excuse me. That's how I feel about the game.
Yep.
That's how I feel about it. And I'll have action somewhere on it.
By the way, it sounds like Mitch Trubisky is starting Sunday night against the Green Bay Packers.
Holy shit. That could be a motivator, to be honest.
A little scary, huh?
No. And we got 5 minutes to go here, Dan. Washington at Dallas. All right. You ready for this one? I brought it up this morning. So Dallas sucks on Thanksgiving Day. Well, against the spread, they suck. Okay. And McCarthy last week hit watermelon before the game to fire up the team. Okay. Remember earlier this year, Washington won 25-3? I mean, it was bad.
I do. Yep.
And
that was against, I believe that was the game that Dalton got hurt, no?
Yeah, Dalton, I think, got hurt in that game. Oh, no, Dak. Somebody got hurt. Anyway.
I'm pretty sure it was Dalton who got hurt in that game.
It was him. So we saw it. And to me, Dallas is slowly getting better on offense. You know, CeeDee Lamb had a touchdown last week. All I'm saying is this. I normally fade Dallas. This is a fade spot. But with everything going on this year, Dan, the home team's 5-1 against the spread the last six meetings. Give me the home team to cover in the Dallas Cowboys.
Are you peeping that?
No.
Okay. All right. I was going to say, it's not. I understand where you're coming from on that.
I'm leading the Cowboys.
I hope they push the game back a little bit. It would be nice to see Washington, the game, you know, be like more of like a 7:30 or 6:30 type game. We'll see what happens now that we don't have the Ravens and Steelers, of course. I don't have a great feel for the Cowboys-Redskins game. I think it can go kind of any different direction. I know everyone's going to want to be on the over as well in that. I don't think that's the right side, but I'm just kind of let that ride. We'll see what happens. I actually don't love either of the games on Thursday, but if you're asking for what I strongly feel, you know, the strongest thing I feel at least is the Lions covering, assuming that Swift plays. I think that's really, really important that he does. If he doesn't, you know, I can't really back Adrian Peterson over and over and over again. And, you know, I'll probably just be playing some college basketball and posting what I can, if I can. So hopefully that helps.
All right, Dan, we're back on Saturday morning. We'll break down all the Saturday games, the NFL games as well. The match, I think, is – when's the match, by the way, the match three?
I do not know.
I think it's Friday.
Hmm.
That's the old golf there tournament thing.
Yes, yeah, no, I will not be watching it.
You know what? That's how much we don't care, right?
It's just – Yep. There's too much going on between NFL and college football and college basketball. For those asking about the Arizona State game tonight, no, we did not discuss it, and we're, you know, just going to let it ride at this point. Again, I think you should not be betting that game unless you feel very strongly about an angle in that one. To me, the spread is dead on at 8. I know it's moved down to 7 at some places. I would not feel comfortable laying either side at 7 or 8.
I don't think Rhode Island is as they were, but Mickelson Barkley is getting money versus Curry Manning. Like, Mickelson's a fucking pro. Getting money?
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus.
Whatever. It is what it is, man. You know what people want to bet.
So we mentioned it. We mentioned it on the podcast. How about that? Yes, we went 1-shit last week. We suck, but we're back. We're back again, and we got plays galore. Follow Twitter. Dan, I'm ready to go, man. Tomorrow, 12:30, and then 4:30, and no night game. But we got a football game for college and a ton of basketball games. So, all right, that's it, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. We're very thankful for you guys sticking with us, even though we win and we lose. So, thank you, everybody.
I'm not playing Arizona State -6.5. Please stop asking.
Okay. So Dan, go enjoy time with your family. I got to go clean the house, and this has been another edition of Over Under 95.
Who you got? Good luck, guys.
Later.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on, nope, there we go. No match for a little, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.